This is Dr. Roland Kent Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Satterfield, Satterfield, first name Lamer, Lamer. The date of birth, March 6, 1980. The date of evaluation, December 12, 2023. The chief complaint, 43-year-old African-American male, was seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HBI. As noted, the patient is a 43-year-old male who reports an episode of fall on October 2, 2021, period. This occurred while at work, period. He was initially evaluated by a physician in Elk Grove, period. This was followed by a referral to Kaiser, period. The patient had been treated medically, but was found to have ongoing pain, period. The pain is noted to be sharp, like needle, period. Typically, it is 7-8/10, period. It radiates down the left arm and up into the neck, period. There is associated weakness and decreased range of motion of the involved shoulder, period. The patient was ultimately referred for MRI, which revealed significant pathology. He was found to have a tear, period. He was subsequently evaluated by Dr. Warren Strudwick and felt to require left shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, comma, subacromial decompression, period. Patient currently denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. His past medical history, one, asthma, next number, hypertension, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, one daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, one daily, metoprolol, 100 milligrams, one daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother has heart murmur, social history, he notes use of cigarettes, he smokes half pack per day. He notes occasional alcohol use, review of system, otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 139/83, pulse 96-100, respiratory rate 17, height 76 inches, weight 260 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal left shoulder reveals crepitus to be present. There is decreased range of motion on abduction, period. Tenderness on abduction is noted to be present, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable. Data review, colon. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 86 beats per minute. There is non-specific T-wave abnormality, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 43-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. He is status post-fall, period. He had subsequently injured the left shoulder, period. The patient is now scheduled for surgery. He has asthma and hypertension, both of which are controlled. The patient is felt to be medically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for saying, fine, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.